Welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at newsramp.com. It's Tuesday evening, November 11th, 2025, and we have a lineup of environmental and energy headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Lion E-Mobility AG continues its positive performance in Q3. Lion E-Mobility AG, a leading manufacturer of battery packs for electric mobility and energy storage solutions, continued its positive development in Q3 2025. The company generated €5.9 million in revenue in Q3, totaling €16.3 million for 9M 2025, a 31% increase year over year. EBITDA for Q3 was €1.2 million, with a significant improvement to €2.4 million for 9M 2025. Lion's CEO, Dr. Joachim Damasky, expressed satisfaction with the growth and profitability. The company also announced partnerships with Castrol for innovative battery modules and secured its first large-scale energy storage project in Germany. Lion confirms its outlook for 2025, focusing on strategic development for NMC Plus modules and packs and continuous technology advancements.
Ucore Rare Metals Inc., code UOVUEAF, accelerates U.S. rare earth independence amid energy concerns. Ucore Rare Metals Inc. is accelerating U.S. rare earth independence amid energy concerns. The IEA has launched a critical minerals security program to address disruptions in the supply chain. Ucore aims to provide the missing link in North America's rare earth chain. A recent Time article highlights the importance of minerals in energy and advanced manufacturing, emphasizing the need for action to prevent industry disruptions. Ucore is advancing U.S.-based rare earth separation capacity with its Rapid SX technology and Louisiana Strategic Metals Complex to reduce reliance on overseas refining. These materials are crucial for batteries, AI chips, defense applications, and more. Investors can find updates on Ucore Rare Metals in the company's newsroom.
Network news breaks: Max Power Mining, MaxX, OTC, MaxXF, 89N. Featured in Network Newswire editorial on natural hydrogen's role in the AI energy revolution. Max Power Mining, the first public company in North America focused on commercial-scale natural hydrogen development, has been featured in a Network Newswire editorial on the role of natural hydrogen in the AI energy revolution. The editorial highlights Max Power's leadership in advancing clean, scalable natural hydrogen and its drilling efforts in Saskatchewan. Max Power controls Canada's largest permitted land package for natural hydrogen and has identified high-priority drill target areas. The company is also focused on critical minerals, with a recent diamond drilling discovery in Arizona. For more information, visit Max Power's newsroom at the provided link.
Countries unexpectedly succeeding in switching to renewables. Renewable power surpassed coal as the top electricity source globally in early 2025, a significant milestone in the shift towards clean energy. This transition is crucial for reducing emissions and cleaning up high pollution industries like transportation. Companies like Bollinger Innovations, Inc., OTC, BinEye are expected to benefit from the growing adoption of renewables and innovations like electric mobility. Green Energy Stocks is a platform focused on companies driving the green economy, offering communication solutions to reach a wide audience of investors, influencers, and consumers. For more information, visit greenenergystocks.com.
EVs claimed 25% of vehicle sales in the UK in October. Electric vehicles accounted for 25% of all new car sales in the UK in October, according to the latest report from the Society of Motor Manufacturers and Traders. This surge in EV sales reflects a growing preference for cleaner transport options. Companies like Lucid Motors are closely watching this trend, especially after the U.S. government ended EV subsidies. Billion Dollar Club is a specialized communications platform that helps companies reach a wide audience through various channels, including social media and press releases. For more information, visit BillionDollarClub.com. Even without subsidies, EVs still cheaper than gasoline cars. Long-term recent research has shown that electric cars remain more cost-effective than internal combustion engine cars in the long run, even without federal subsidies. The Big Beautiful Bill has shifted the ownership equation in favor of EVs, prompting questions about the economic viability of gasoline cars. Companies like Massimo Group, MAMO, can capitalize on the long-term cost efficiency of EVs. Green Car Stocks is a specialized platform focusing on electric vehicles and the green energy sector, providing access to a wide network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communications. For more information, visit greencarstocks.com.
UGI system upgrades set to start tomorrow in Topton Borough. UGI Utilities is set to begin a system upgrade project in Topton Borough on Wednesday, November 12th. The natural gas main replacement project is part of UGI's commitment to provide safe and reliable service. The installation of the new natural gas main is expected to be completed by mid-December and will impact several streets in the area. Construction will take place Monday through Friday between 7 a.m. and 5 p.m., with lane and parking restrictions expected. Some interruptions to natural gas service may occur, requiring access to properties for inspection and equipment relighting. UGI encourages those interested in converting to natural gas to contact the company at 800-276-2722 or gasconversion@ugi.com. Weather and working conditions may affect the completion date, with final paving and restoration to follow underground work. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.